Random House Audio presents Shakespeare, The Biography by Peter Ackroyd. Read for you by Simon Vance. Author's Note: Certain questions of nomenclature arise. The earliest publications of Shakespeare's plays took the form of quartos or of the folio. The quartos, as their name implies, were small editions of one play characteristically issued several years after its first production. Some of the more popular plays were reprinted in quarto many times, whereas others were not published at all. About half of Shakespeare's plays were printed during his lifetime by this means. The results are good, clumsy, or indifferent. There has been a division made between good quartos and bad quartos, although the latter should really be known as problem quartos, since textual scholars are uncertain about their status and provenance. The folio of Shakespeare's plays is an altogether different production. It was compiled after Shakespeare's death by two of his fellow actors, John Hemmings and Henry Condell, as a commemorative edition of Shakespeare's work. It was first published in 1623 and for approximately 300 years remained the definitive version of the Shakespearean canon. The earliest biographical references to Shakespeare deserve mentioning. There are allusions and references in various published sources during his lifetime, but there were no serious descriptions or assessments of his plays. Ben Jonson ventured a brief account in Timber, or Discoveries Made Upon Men and Matter, 1641, and some biographical notes were composed by John Aubrey without being published in his lifetime. The first extended biography was Nicholas Rowe's prefatory Life in Jacob Tonson's edition of Works of Shakespeare, 1709, and this was followed by the various surmises of 18th-century antiquarians and scholars, such as Samuel